AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the coronavirus vaccine strategy is changing.
As we anticipated, the pace of vaccination is slowing. Now the majority of American adults have already gotten their first shot.
At the White House today, the president said at least 150 million people are partially vaccinated. He's setting a new vaccination goal to deliver at least one dose to 70% of adult Americans by July 4th.
We're also going to direct all federal pharmacy partners to begin to provide walk-in hours. You'll soon be able to get vaccinated without an appointment at the vast majority of our 40,000 pharmacy locations across the country.
The Biden administration also is for the first time moving to shift doses from states with weaker demand to areas with stronger demand in the shots. Severe weather is again moving across parts of the South. Torrential rains flooded streets around Metro Birmingham, Alabama. A woman in Tennessee died when a tree fell in her home as storms moved through the state. Iraq's health minister has resigned over a week after a deadly fire ripped through a Baghdad hospital for coronavirus patients, killing dozens of people. Golfer Brendan Todd has withdrawn from the Wells Fargo Championship after testing positive for the coronavirus. It's the third straight PGA Tour event that has yielded a positive result in pre-tournament testing. Former New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver has been released from a federal prison on furlough. He awaits potential placement to home confinement. Silver was serving more than a six-year sentence at a federal prison on corruption charges. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is stepping up the pressure on number three House Republican Liz Cheney. He took to Fox News Channel to describe concerns by rank-and-file Republicans about Cheney's ability to carry out her job after she traded insults with former President Donald Trump. An hour before the closing bell, stocks are lower. This is AP News. Scientists say pledges by the U.S. and other countries could cut global warming by 3.6 Fahrenheit by the end of the century.
More than 190 countries agreed in Paris 6 years ago to keep average temperature increases below that level, ideally no more than 2.7 Fahrenheit by 2100 compared to pre-industrial times. The Climate Action Tracker, compiled by a group of researchers who translate emission pledges into temperature estimates, projects that the world is currently set to overshoot the Paris Accord's target by 0.9 degrees. The new Climate Institute says if 131 countries that make up almost three-quarters of global emissions meet their pledged or discussed net zero goal, then the two-degree target could be met. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A teenager in Florida accused of rigging a homecoming queen election with her mother is being charged as an adult. Emily Rose Grover and her mother face multiple felony charges from the vote at Tate High School in Pensacola. Ed Donahue, AP News.